Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Sue Jordan is with us here today. She is chairing the board of the Bethany Farm Camp and Retreat Center, who is hosting the 23rd Annual Women's Retreat this Saturday. We want to talk a little bit about some of those activities and how you can benefit from that. Sue, how are you today?
I'm great. This is an awesome day.
Yeah, very good. Well, hopefully you'll have an awesome day coming up on Saturday. How have the registrations been so far?
Good. Well, the numbers are low, but we kind of expected that with COVID. But we're trying to prepare for that. We're trying to make sure we have social distancing and, you know, and if people feel comfortable wearing a mask, they can do that. So we're trying to make as best accommodations as we can for that.
Yeah, it's in light of the circumstances, we try to do the best we can, and the hard part is getting that information out to folks so that they understand that we're going to do everything we can to make sure you're happy and safe.
Yes, that is definitely our hope, you know, that people will feel like they can come there and feel like it'll be okay, that they'll feel safe and not feel, I mean, like we usually serve a lunch, and this time we're just doing a already wrapped foods in a little, you know, a little sack. So, you know, nobody's got anybody else's germs, and we're just trying to really think those things through, make sure everybody feels safe.
Sure, sure. Do you have a lot of women that come back year to year for this event?
We do. We have a lot. My mom started this event, like you said, 23 years ago, she started in her living room with a high tea. We've kind of gotten away from the high tea, but, you know, she started it with like 7 women, so it was kind of, but yeah, the women, you know, a lot of those women that came back then went on to the, you know, to be helping on the board, and it just kind of has blossomed that way, definitely.
Sure, sure. Well, talk a little bit about the event itself. It's Saturday from 8:30 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. at the Retreat Center there near Brayton. You've got some speakers set up for that day. How will the day shape up for those who haven't participated before?
So basically, you know, people just kind of come in, and I assume a lot of people will just be wearing their masks when they come in. You know, it's just probably be more comfortable. And we just kind of get, you know, people situated and seated, and a lot of people are just talking and having, you know, a good time just reacquainting with one another. And then we start out with some announcements and welcoming everybody there. And then we sing a couple of songs, and then we introduce the speaker. We have 2 speakers for the day. They're local ladies. And one of our speakers lives in Elkhorn and one lives in Atlantic, and they are going to be sharing their stories, how, you know, they've just had a journey and some rough things in their journey and how God's just kind of helped them through it. And I just really think, because we're going through a tough time right now with COVID, that women just need encouragement. They just need encouragement that God can get us through this time. And so after we do the first speaker, we take a little break and we have our little lunch as just kind of a nice time for people to just kind of, you know, if they need to use the restroom or whatever, and just talk. And then we break it up again into another couple of songs, and we have the final speaker. And it's just always a time of encouragement, really it is.
Well, if ever there was a year where you'd be able to sit down and have a visit about some hardships and difficulties and hurdles to overcome, this would probably be the year.
I think so, sir. I really do. And don't we need it? We really do. So,
are most of the visits that people have, you've got the 2 guest speakers, I assume there'll be other folks that might have discussion time and things as well. Is most of it just personal experience and talking through some situations that maybe people have gone through that might be able to help others?
Yes. The first speaker, she's actually spoke before at Bethany Camps, but she is a widow, has 4 children, and her husband passed away with Lou Gehrig's disease. And so she kind of talks about, you know, and he was young and she was young, and, you know, it was just a rough time. And she kind of talks about how she's got through that, and then how you know, after that, how it's going and how she deals with that. And, you know, that was a tough time. And then the second speaker is just basically going to share about her own personal walk and journey and just how she's had a rough couple of things too, but God's just gotten her through it and how she's gotten through it. So basically like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all have stories. That's one thing we always talk about is no matter who you're talking to, everyone has stories. We never really know for sure what folks have gone through and how they've been able to plow through even when bad things can happen to folks, because we know they do. But until you get a chance to really sit down in a comfortable setting where you feel welcomed, you feel like you're going to get that support, it really kind of sometimes brings out those feelings and those stories, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I agree. And I just think it's really nice when, especially women, for women, you know, they can hear personal stories of others suffering and how they've gotten through it and realize they're not the only one in the world that has hardships, you know, and then they can relate that way too.
Well, and how often do we hear those kind of things where people just say, you know, that we know things have happened, but they just flat don't want to talk about it. And that can be painful and that can be hurtful.
Yes. And to be honest, I really appreciate our speakers being authentic like this. You know, I mean, it's very, they're putting themselves in a very vulnerable position to share this. And so, you know, that means a lot in our world today. We need to have authentic people.
Yes,
right,
absolutely.
Now.
So what do you hope people get out of the day? What do you hope they walk away with?
Basically, that they realize there's hope for right now. What we're going through, and that hope is God. Basically, that's it in a nutshell. But we really do also just want people to feel when they leave encouraged and know that God is going to get them through this time.
Mm-hmm. And when they leave, is that the end of it? Is there follow-up? Are friendships made that can help people after the fact?
Well, they do offer, at the end, we do send out little what we call them, prayer cards, and if there's anything somebody wants us to pray for, in fact, all the men that are parking the cars and whatnot, they're in another building praying for all the ladies, which is kind of special. But we do send out these prayer cards, and if anybody wants a contact or maybe a Bible study to go to or something like that, they can fill that out, and we will follow up with that.
Okay, very good. And who is it's obviously a women's retreat, but who is this for? Is there a certain age group, a certain situation, circumstance? Who is it for?
Women of all ages. We just basically are reaching out to women of all ages to come.
Okay, it's pretty self-explanatory. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we mentioned it's coming up this Saturday, October 3rd, from 8:30 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. So it's coming up here pretty quickly. So if they have not registered yet and they think it might be something that they could take advantage of and benefit from, how would they go about finding out more information or getting themselves registered?
Okay, they can go on our, they can call the Bethany number, 712-268-2629. And they can also go on our Bethany website. It's bethanyfarms.com. And they can register on that, too.
Okay, lots of ways they can find that that information out and follow up.
Is
there kind of a buddy system here? Do you get folks who will come together with friends or family?
Well, you know, this time of year, this time of season that we're going through, it really would be nice if they did come with people that they feel comfortable sitting next to. We're kind of doing, you know, the chairs where we've tried to put a couple chairs in between people. But if people all come in the same car, they usually then feel comfortable to sit together. So that's kind of a nice thing if that can happen. But don't let that stop you. If you're just an individual, come. We all have a spot.
All right. Everyone has a spot. Everyone has a story. And we all have ears and are willing to listen, right?
That's right. And we have plenty of spots open. So feel free to do that.
And is there?
Okay.
Yes. Is there any cost?
No cost. Absolutely none. It's just show up.
Okay.
So,
make it as easy as possible for folks to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yes.
All right. Well, again, that's this Saturday, October 3rd, 8:30 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. at the Bethany Farm Camp and Retreat Center. That's near Brayton, 2144 310th Street is the address. And you can find out more, again, by going online. You can also call and make sure you check that out. It's coming up here pretty quickly. Still some time for you to get yourself signed up. Sue Jordan, thank you so much for your time here today. Best of luck with the program this weekend.
Well, thanks for calling us, sir. We really appreciate that.